T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival is really excited to honor the work of one of our own here from the Twin Cities, a screenwriter, a producer, a director. Many have heard of Scott Z. Burns, and they'll have a special conversation on tomorrow from noon to 1:30. Scott's nice enough to take time this morning to join us here on CCL. Scott, congratulations on everything.
Oh, thank you very much.
Boy, this is and the honor from the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival right in your own backyard. That must be kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm still a little too young to be being honored this way, but I mean, I'll take it. I'm very flattered. I ran into the folks from the film festival at Sundance this year, and they were kind enough to tell me that they'd like to do this, so I'm thrilled to come back home.
Tell us a bit about the newest movie, which comes out, I think, on Amazon, and what kind of reaction you got at the aforementioned Sundance Film Festival on The Report.
The Report is a movie that I wrote and directed that stars Adam Driver and Annette Bening and John Hamm and a host of other really amazing actors. It's a story about the CIA's enhanced interrogation program, which began after 9/11, and it's about a Senate staffer named Daniel Jones, who worked for the Senate Intelligence Committee and Senator Feinstein and Senator McCain to kind of do a deep dive into what that program was all about and whether or not it was effective.
Difficult to research, difficult to write, or not?
You know, there's a lot of material that's been written about it. So, you know, difficult in terms of practical matters, not really. There's, you know, the Senate Intelligence Committee issued a report that's somewhat redacted, and so you can find that online. So that's sort of what I started with, and then there are a lot of very smart people, Jane Mayer from The New Yorker and others, who have done pretty extensive analysis of that report. So it was a lot of reading, but really interesting. And in the end, the movie, I hope, is more about how our process in this country works or doesn't work in terms of oversight.
Scott, in the midst of doing something like this, and you mentioned the crew already, people like Adam Driver and Annette Bening and John Hamm, you've been around, you've directed, you produce, you write screenplays. Do you get involved in the casting? Do you pick the actors and actresses?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the role that you're playing. In this movie, that was something that I did almost entirely. You know, I've had the good fortune of working for about 15 years with Steven Soderbergh, and we have, you know, we've made a number of movies together, and because of that, I've had the good fortune of forming some personal relationships, and those were helpful in asking for favors for people to come and do, you know, a couple of days on the movie for not that much money. So, you know, I have people like Matthew Reese and Jennifer Morrison who showed up and did amazing work for a day or two, and they're usually people who we see in much bigger roles.
And now, of course, in your world, Scott, you have Netflix, you have Amazon Prime, you have all sorts of options now. Disney's now coming out with their own streaming service to compete against some of these. Does that make life easier, more difficult for you, or really not change your job at all?
It's still really challenging to get up and write down scenes about things that happen that are interesting and you think an audience is going to watch. So I don't know that it's made the process any different. You know, I think one of the great things about Netflix and Amazon is because their reach has become so wide, those studios are willing to take, you know, more of a risk on material that might be, you know, might on its face not have as obviously a broad appeal. And so instead of just doing comic books, there's still a chance to do political thrillers and other genres that, you know, have, I think, fallen by the way sometimes.
On a personal note, Scott, where did you grow up here in the Twin Cities?
I grew up in Golden Valley, and at some point my family kind of moved over by Lake Calhoun and I went to the University of Minnesota, so I was there a lot for a long time.
Yeah, well, it obviously paid off for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's funny because, you know, growing up when I did there wasn't an obvious path to anything in Hollywood. So after failing at being a musician at a time when people like, you know, Paul Westerberg and Prince were being successful at being musicians, I somehow turned into a writer.
And then you make that initial trip basically to Hollywood. Tell us about that.
You know, when I first went to L.A., I'd worked in advertising for a good chunk of time. And, you know, I think I learned some good things about TV and, you know, about, we used to talk about commercials as being small movies, which, looking back, movies are very different than commercials in every regard, except for the fact that you use a camera. So I think that when I showed up there kind of to direct commercials, I didn't know how much I didn't know. It was a lengthy process to sort of figure out what makes a movie interesting to write and what makes a movie possible to get made.
So what's your reaction when you think about the humble beginnings that you described to be asked to help rewrite the Bond movie?
Well, the Bond movie thing was really a great adventure for me. You know, a few years ago, I had the good fortune to work on Rogue One. And so I did a fair amount of rewrite work on that with Tony Gilroy. And I think there's a thing in Hollywood, which is, you know, the work of a script doctor, where you come in kind of late in the game and try and make things better. And those are really, you know, intense jobs. And the Bond one was no different. You know, it's always a challenge when, you know, you're 6 or 8 weeks out from shooting and people want to change certain parts of the story. For me, that one was really great because I grew up, you know, loving those movies and that character.
You know, and I think with your background as a musician as well, Scott, and not only the Bond movie, because that's a significant soundtrack that we all recognize, which is wonderful. But when you do your movies, even in the report where you have David Wingo doing the music, how much time do you spend on deciding who's going to do the music for your movies?
I sort of obsess about that. So pretty much from the beginning, you know, even when I listen to music when I'm writing. So, you know, I'll sort of make playlists that go with each movie as it's going through development. And I'll share those with the editor when we get to that process. And I'll share that with the composer. David is just extraordinary. We had very little time to work out the score. And as he kept writing cues for different, you know, different scenes, he was just making the movie so much better that I kept throwing more things at him, and he's really fast and incredibly gifted.
Well, you've been able to assemble great casts around you. I know you had a nice running relationship with Matt Damon. How did that start?
I met Matt. Steven Soderbergh asked me to get involved again to do a little rewrite work on Ocean's 12. And it was around that time that I had brought Steven The Informant as a project, which I think the film festival is screening this weekend. And so Steven immediately gave it to Matt, who called me and said that he really liked what I had done with that script. And, you know, I think movies are, you know, very intense experiences. And when you find people who you, you know, connect with through the process, you tend to want to repeat that. So, you know, Ocean's 12 sort of gave birth to The Informant, which took 7 years to get made.
Wow.
And in that time, you know, Matt did me the kindness of, again, bringing me in to help with the script on The Bourne Ultimatum. So, you know, we became more familiar with each other. And The Informant was really fun to write because by the time we made it, I'd worked enough with Matt that I sort of had his voice in my head and could understand comically where he might go, because I think Matt is a really underrated comic actor.
Yeah, I would agree. He's just got the chops, I think, to do it all, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, Scott, you get back home outside of coming home now tomorrow. You ever get back home very often?
Not as much. You know, my family got scared of winter and moved away. Cowards that they are. So, I have such fond memories of Minnesota. In fact, there's a musician named Craig Finn who had a band there called Lifter Puller and then the Hold Steady. And Craig and I are actually, when I'm in New York, we've been working together on a TV show that's in development at AMC that I'm really excited about. And I'm hoping to get that made. And it actually takes place in Minnesota, so I'm hoping that'll be an excuse to come back more often.
Yeah, well, keep us posted. I'd love to know about that. But congratulations on everything, and what a fun weekend it'll be for all of us who are fans of film to be at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival, honoring the work of our guest here, Scott Z. Burns, screenwriter, producer, and most importantly, a local kid and a director, of course, who's accomplished great things. And it sounds like you don't have a whole lot of free time to me.
Not enough. If I did, I'd be watching more Twins games.
Well, they're off to a good start, Scott, so that's the main thing.
It is.
Hey, we'll look forward to having you here in town tomorrow. I appreciate your time. I know your schedule's busy. Thanks for taking the phone call, and continued success.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Scott Z. Burns here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.